The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
your ass.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethel Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. To use it.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
mercantile, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Jethel Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Everyone, this is the Jethel Silverwing Show for, what the hell is today's date? February 9th, 2010. It's 2010, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure about that. With me as always, my love, my wife, my girl, the burning of my loins, the baking of cookies, the Taylor Fine Arms, and the owner of my heart, it's El Quinjena!
Hail and greetings.
As a friendly reminder, if you want to join in on the mayhem, you can hop on to the in-game chat channel, guk.ogr, which is up and running 24/7. It's where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of Jethel's parodies, skits, interviews, etc., you can get them at kithacore.org. How are you today, Elkin?
Good.
Yeah, doing good, are you?
Mm-hmm.
Handing out roses like a madman?
Well, currently I'm in search of assistant notes.
Ooh.
I just translated pages. You can find them in the Common Lands or Antonica. In Antonica, they're just outside the north and south gates. They look like the glowy spears from Shard of Love. They're floating above the ground.
Yeah.
You need 12 of the pages.
Yeah, they just look like wisps. Will-o-wisps.
Sort of, but they're not moving all over the place. They're just hovering above the ground.
And the one I saw was orange.
Yeah. That's orange peak is short of. I've got 6 so far. I need.
So what are you supposed to do with
6
them?
6 more. I'm still finding out. You get 12 of them, and I'm not sure what to do with them after that. I'm trying to catch up with the lore channel, which is anybody can join. It's befallen.lore. And they have a chat channel going. There was pieces to a puzzle given out earlier today that a lot of people jumped on and started deciphering. And there's an inkwell we're supposed to get in a binder, I think. I'm not certain. I'm still catching up on all this. You can always read off the EQ2 forums.
Apparently, you can get the inkwell in the mage building, the mage tower, according to Ruya on the Antonia Bale server. She says you can get the inkwell at the mage tower.
Okay. In the EQ2 forums down in the history and lore area, if you go into translated pages, you can read there and start catching up with what everybody's done, or you can get into the lore channel and get started. I'm running around finding little floaty things at the moment. After that, I'll be giving out roses. I'm down to giving out 366 roses.
Ah, you're going to beat me.
I think it's only fair since I spent an entire day picking enough roses for both of us. That was over 2,000 roses I picked
and
up.
And it was my mistake. I thought we could give these roses to the pets and have them count, and it doesn't work that way. You can give them to the pets.
Oh, yeah, they'll take them.
It just doesn't count. I spent a whole afternoon being dragged behind you in a group, giving the roses to my bear. So, there you have it. Someone's yelling in Antonica.
Yeah, I know. Jethro,
get on the damn radio. I am on the radio.
I don't understand that. I'm going to shout back.
Gaming.
There you go.
Radio.com. Tune in now.
Unless the stream's not working and we're talking to ourselves.
Well, no one in the channel said anything, so. Oh, okay. They were just apparently razzing me. I am on the radio, you bastard. Yeah, Faye bastard, yeah.
Hey, be nice. You don't know who Faye Blade is. If it's a male or a female.
Female. I was just near her.
Well,
I just gave her a rose, actually.
Be nice. I'm up to 7 pages.
Ah! Oh, okay, that's good. I thought you meant roses. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I went out to the Common Lands and picked roses till my fingers were bleeding.
No, you didn't go to the Common Lands. You went to Enchanted Lands.
Enchanted Lands, sorry.
Yes, you actually came up with something when you were complaining about your fingers bleeding from all the thorns that I'm actually going to be using as Jethel's logo now.
Oh, yeah, he was making fun of me, sort of saying, well, you know. I said that was my fingers were nothing but bloody little digits. And I forgot what you said that set me off, but then I walked over and took my bloody fingers and made the sign of a heart on your pure white tunic that you wear.
Right, so I
in
think,
my blood.
And but you know what though? I really do think that a heart drawn in blood would actually fit Jethel rather well.
Well, it's in my blood, so there you go.
All right. Did you notice the sisters of Villarissi out here are wearing a hood as well as the cloak?
Yes, they wore it last year.
They did?
I wanted that hood. It's different.
Oh, I thought it was new.
It's sort of the same as the Veterans Award hood.
Right, except it has the pattern of the sister's cloak.
Cloak, yeah. I'd love to have a sister's hood.
Well, that's
matter
what I was
of fact. And where in the heck is Tearfall?
What? Where?
When you talk to the sisters out there, of course, I did the write-up that about how there's no love for Illyrissi this year, and how all the sisters are grief-stricken. Really, they've come out to celebrate, but at the same time, they're just totally grief-stricken. One of them says that they'd rather be back at Tearfall.
Tearfall is. Oh, okay. Tearfall is where they live. Apparently, according to Chedorella, Tearfall is the home of the Sisters of Villarissi. So basically, it's the keep on the Isle of the Sisters of Villarissi in the Ocean of Tears.
Ah.
So there you go. That makes sense. All right. Which is actually where in EverQuest 1, the keep of the Knights of the Holy Storm were. We were on the same island. Matter of fact, we defended the island on many occasions, actually.
I just never remember it being called.
Well, I don't think in EverQuest 1 the island was actually named. We just knew it as the Isle of the Sisters of Villarissi.
No, it had a name, but I don't remember because you had this. It was the sister. I think it was called the Sister's Isle.
Mm-hmm. Or at least that's just what we called it. Let me. I can actually look that up real quick.
My bet is that it was called the Sister's Isle.
EQ.zam.com.
See, Chelaretta's backing me up. But I don't remember any specific spot on there being called
Tearfall.
So, hey, I got my 12 pages. So I will head to the Mage Tower and see what I can do.
Alrighty. Please let us know.
Oh, I will. I can't wait to get my hands on this next book.
The
NDA is off, isn't it?
I believe the non-disclosure is off. I believe
so
I saw that.
I can rant about how stupid those guys were.
What's that?
They were stupid.
Who was?
The guys of Otis and stuff.
Okay.
I can't. It, Eidruids. How do you say their names?
Eridites.
Eridites. I don't know why I have a problem with that. Eridites. They were stupid. Stupid.
Why were they stupid?
Because they blew Otis up into, like, in between.
Well, you know, that's what I always figured happened. Because as far as I'm concerned, the Eridites are the ones that blew up Lucklin, trying to get the spires going again.
Yeah, well, they did it to Otis, because when you go, it reminded me a lot of the Plane of Sky. I couldn't figure out, why is everything up in the air? Where's the ocean? What? You know? I was pretty, you know, lost. But, yeah, there's pieces of it floating all over, and it's like, where's the ocean? A lot of people are looking forward to that, the new expansion.
I am. I just haven't had time. We've had so much going on in real life and in game. I never stepped foot in beta, not one day.
I have. I've been over there a little bit, you know. I did a lot. I didn't do any of the quests. Mm-hmm. I did mostly exploring. You know, where does this go? How do I get there? What are, you know? And it's lovely. I went just about everywhere. I did find out that the one place I wanted to go to see the pandas, there's supposed to be pandas out there.
Yeah, and the what used to be called the Stonebrunt Mountains.
Well, I was in the Stonebrunt Mountains. You do find some ghost pandas running around,
ghost
but I never
pandas?
Found them.
Damn you, Eridate, you blew up the pandas!
They're somewhere. But in order to get to them, you have to do this... they said it was a really long quest, and it started in Pantheon. Is that how you say it? Pantheon?
Pantheon.
Pantheon?
Pantheon.
I don't know why I always say it Pantheon.
Pantheon.
And that's another thing that got me. I couldn't find the normal Eidruid city. I could only find Pain Eel.
P-A-I-N-E-E-L. Pain Eel.
Pain Eel. Well, okay. I guess I'm used to calling it Pain.
Okay, I have information.
Okay.
I have information. The Isle of Illyrissi is part of a chain of islands called the Chain of Tears. It is located in the area once called the Ocean of Tears and is one of the regular stops on the boat rides from Antonica to Faedwir. The Isle of Illyrissi is the largest of the islands in the chain and also contains the highest mountain peak compared to the other islands surrounding it. Unlike the other peaks, this one is too steep to climb and even has ice forming at the highest point. It truly towers over the region. A stream flows and falls from the frozen peak and runs into the sea. Hidden behind the trees and waterfall is the hidden entrance to the sisterhood village called Tearfall. A dock is built along the southwest corner of the island for frequent stops by sailing vessels. Goods from the village of Tearfall are sold by the sisterhood and a tiny outpost, which is what you would come to at the dock when you go from Freeport to Butcher Block. So, yeah, Tearfall is the home of the Sisters of Illyrissi. So there we go.
There's a waterfall there?
There wasn't in-game, but, you know, they're talking that the village is hidden. So it's not actually accessible by any players.
Ah, okay.
So
that's why it didn't, you know, click.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I got that on EQ2 Wikia.
Aha. So, getting back to Pain-Eel. Is that close enough?
Pain-Eel, yes.
Okay. I could find that city, but what was the...
Eruden.
Eruden City.
That's it, Eruden.
Eruden.
Eruden is the name of the city. Eridite is the name of the race.
Yeah, I couldn't find that city, because you start out in Pain-Eel.
Odd. Because Pain-Eel was, you know, underground.
Pain-Eel, you got to it by going down an elevator, and you had to have a key to get in.
Right.
And you could do some quests and get the friggin' key, but you had to do some other quests so they wouldn't kill you when you walked in there. I was able to go in after I did a few quests. But there, it's like the side of the... You know, you had to go down the shaft, and then you got to go in the city. It's like all that's gone, and it's all exposed. Hmm. Or they built off from that.
Well, then it's possible that your Yoruden itself is blown to shit. Who knows?
Don't know. Don't know where they...
I certainly remember... I thought what I was looking at, the screenshots that were given to us, I thought that was the docks at Yoruden, but perhaps I was wrong. Perhaps I was wrong.
And then getting back to the lore book that everybody's collecting, you go gather 12 pages in Antonica or Commonlands. Mm-hmm. Pick up an inkwell in your local mage tower. Visit the sage in the North Freeport or South Kino's mage tower. And find some ash from a pile on the beach outside Gorwin.
Yay!
I'm still looking for that. I've got the binding. Mm-hmm. I'm still looking for the Riganor inkwell. I guess the sage doesn't have it. Trying to figure out who else sells stuff around here. Maybe one of the ones downstairs.
Yeah, there is a merchant at the very bottom.
Yeah, maybe he might. Because the sage doesn't have it unless I'm just scrolling too fast.
Oh, Romaine is telling us that the inkwell is on a table. So you pick it up. So it was on a table.
I'm looking, and it's not where the sage is at, so I'll have to go up or down or something. Hmm. The sage is at the yellow ring, by the way.
Okay.
So, yeah, let's try the white ring.
Rowan's saying that it's where the writs are, so that would be the red ring.
Yeah, that's the red ring. So what else did I find when I was out in the... in beta.
Did you find panda people?
No. Like I started to say, there's a big long quest that you have to do before you can even visit the pandas. There's a lot of faction work going on up there too, it seems like. There it is. Red ring, and then go downstairs and head off to your right. And it's on a table of box and other stuff.
Box.
It's just down from, it's just tucked into the corner. Okay. And now off to, Gorwin. Luckily, I have my, barrel to butcher block, so I can fly out. And then I got that from that was another quest I did. What was it? It was the monk one. Not the monk, it was the assassin one. The silent hand or something like that.
Silent fist.
Yeah, no. That's where I got my glowing gloves from.
The silent banana?
No.
Okay.
I can't even think of it right now.
The voice?
Yes. Those guys. Anyway, part of the quest, you get this barrel that you can use to teleport yourself back to Butcher Block.
Ah.
I love it. That's one of my things. I like getting little doodads and stuff that allow me to zip all over the place. Okay, so off to Goro when I go. And you don't get a quest for the pages. You just go start picking them up.
Oh, okay.
There's no quest for it. Even in examining them, I think you have to have all three in your pack first before something happens.
I do have exciting news. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, Abe Vigoda is still alive.
Yay!
We go, Abe!
Dark gauntlets.
What?
What'd you say? Male gauntlets. Did you say that?
No.
Somebody said that.
Why did a chat channel that I don't know that?
I don't know, but somebody said dark male gauntlets, and it wasn't you, and it was... Do we have a ghost? We have a ghost.
No, I'm in the guild voice chat channel. Get out of that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There. Somebody said something in the guild chat channel, and it got broadcast.
I think it's funny. So, off to Gorowin. Yay!
Off to Gorowin with you.
Use the force, Luke. Are you sure? I was just going to... No, use the force. Well, all right. Are you happy now?
That was pretty funny.
Luke. Anyway. So what the hell are we talking about tonight? We're talking about love. Love and love and roses. You know one of the funnier things that happened in RP this week?
What?
There's a Frogluck in our little role-playing circle named Geet.
Mm-hmm.
Geet.
Well, Geet went into the Claymore Coalition thingy. Oh, there's Trista. Hello, Trista. Stop running. I need to give you a rose. Get my rose! Stop running! Yeah, she stopped running. Now she's running the other way. Anyway, Geet went into the Claymore Tavern and was like, what are you doing here so early? I'm just, you know, just a Frogluck. So I was like, I'm trying to avoid, you know, well, basically just saying he was trying to avoid all the multitude of roses that he's been getting lately. So I think that was actually kind of interesting. So I had Jethel just pitch a rose into the tavern through the open window. And peg Geet off the head. They didn't respond in the RP channel, but in the OC channel, Geet was cracking up. Just remember, folks, hate isn't bad. Because without hate, you would not know love.
Yeah, but is hate stronger than love?
No. Hate then, is easier.
I don't know.
No, hate is easier than love. And therefore,
then why does it keep conquering love?
Because it's easier than love. It takes effort to love. You can just give up in hate. Hear that, Uriel? You're weak and hateful. Anyway. I don't know.
Hate keeps winning over love. Look what happened to Aurelis.
I love Clorny's comment. Hate is a slut. All right, then. Uriel says, I can't hear you over the wailing of my slaughtered foes.
Jeez.
I like it.
Yeah, Santania just got another AA.
Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of dinging, I think we have a little announcement to make.
Da 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 da.
What do you think? Do you think we have something to say?
Yeah, go for it.
The Legion of Kithacor this week hit level 80!
In time for us to work to level 90. I'm taking a break.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I thought you were just going to... He was whining.
I hate grinding. I hate just repetitive over and over. Well, there are some things I like to do over and over and over again, but...
Grinding isn't one of them, huh?
I'm just like, need to do something else. Must leave group. No, can't leave group. If I leave group, that means less experience.
There was four or five of us and we were heading to
We were doing the
Jarsis Waste and doing Ritz
Skyfire
and Ritz and
Ritz and Ritz, and we did nothing but Ritz Thursday, Friday, and Saturday
over and over and over again.
Yes.
It was funny because if they were running with True, they would just follow on True, and True would drag them all over the place. If they were following on me, it'd be the same thing. They're just... because I have a bad habit. I can kill faster than they can target.
Oh, I wasn't even attacking at some point. It was just like, you know what? Just auto-follow. I'll just follow her around. There's absolutely no point in me attacking anything.
Sorry. I get on this kill mode. You know, it's like kill. Kill them all!
Death stuck to at every turn. There she is! Death!
I mean, it's not like I'm meaning to or nothing. It's just, it happens. I mean, that's exactly how I do my Ritz. Oh, did I go too far?
I don't know.
Yeah, I got too zealous.
But can you really go too far on this show?
No. Yeah, they're nicknaming me Lady Death.
Yep.
Well, I don't know about that. I got my butt handed to me in Battlegrounds.
Or on the test server, yeah.
Yeah, I gave it a shot. I was just... it was down, and then all of a sudden it was back up, so... I jumped in on it. I just said, put me anywhere! And I got pulled in, and... it still needs work, I think. You know, I'll do it again and then do a feedback. But I noticed my group wasn't full when the barriers came down, because there's like a little barrier that comes up that you were in until it's ready to start, okay? The group was not full. And then the barriers came down, and then we had more people in the group, and it was just like everybody's running around not knowing what they're doing, and our group got our butt just wiped.
I mean, the other group wiped your ass? Wow.
Yeah, it was bad. So, it was capture the flag. I think that's another thing I need to do is check the listing, because it lists all the battlegrounds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you can either choose or just say, put me in any of them. The first one available. So I'll have to go back and look to see if they have descriptions of what's what. Because I couldn't remember what the heck I just got put in. Is this the capture the flag or what?
Hmm.
And I know from playing Battleground on WoW that unless the group at least talks to each other, forms some sort of plan... you know, people saying, I will do this, and you do this, and I will do... you know, forming a plan and working together, you're not going to have a shot. You're just going to get wiped out, because at least, you know, unless the other group's just as disorganized. But usually one or two people will take charge and, you know, control what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if a group can group up together and say, let's go do this together, and have the group leader, you know, initiate a... invitation to pull the whole group in,
yeah,
or not.
Well,
that would be fun, I think.
It's just come out. I mean, we'll see how they adjust and tweak and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Tactics is a big key to this. If you don't have tactics ready to go, you're just slaughter for the fodder. Or fodder for the slaughter.
Fodder for the slaughter.
It was terrible. And I kept getting revived. I mean, you know, I died, and then I have to wait to be revived, you know, for my revive timer to come up. And I'd respawn right there, and they would just plow me back into the ground. I was like, oh. It was just terrible. It was fun, I guess, for the couple moments of dying repeatedly.
I'll just let everyone know on the Antonia Bale server that in Tonica, just to the north of the Druid Rings, there is one of those little balls of light. So if you're coming by the Druid Ring to see the Sisters Villarisi, just go up the hill there behind the Druid Ring, and there is a little ball of orange light up there. I'm not going to go for it. Not my thing, but... I say go for it.
That's what I say.
So how are you enjoying the Illyrissi stuff this year?
It's good so far.
Of course.
I mean, I've done all the quests.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I would have liked more new stuff, though, personally. I realize it's a seasonal
thing. There's a lot of crafting stuff that's new.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new arrow you can get when you're in the thing, and for one of the quest rewards, and a circlet, and a banner, and a pillow, and
Well, yes, I mean, there are new items. I was hoping for, you know, new quests. Something different.
Well, there is. You get to go to the castle.
Yeah. Sorry.
That wasn't interesting?
No, it just, you know, took me a whole 15 minutes.
I don't know.
So...
Love.
Exciting and new. God of War. That's it. Next year, they're going to put out a new quest for Illyrissi Day, and it's going to be on a boat. And we'll have, like, Captain Bluebing or something like that. And we'll have a Eurydite be a bartender, and his name will be... What the hell is the guy's name on?
Can't think of it now.
Stubing?
No, the bartender. Black guy.
Oh, God.
Isaac. Thank you. Isaac, and they'll name him something else. I can see it now. You step on the boat, all of a sudden. Dan, 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 dan. Exciting. Yeah. Okay.
But I'm definitely going to go try Battleground again. Like I started to say in the channel, I was asking if anybody else has been, you know, trying it. And